This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So there's the U.S. labor force, 162-163 million people, plus or minus, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics as of last month. And then there's the labor force participation rate, as Andy was telling us, 63.1% last month, also from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But look, who are these people, especially the ones who've decided in the past month or so that now was the time they wanted to get back to work? Marketplace's Renata Sago talked to some people who were looking or who just started working after some time away to find out what's going on.
Lynn Stewart left her longtime job as an administrative assistant at a nonprofit back in 2016. She was 70 years old at the time and thought after devoting her whole career to social service, she wouldn't have to work again. That's until rent started rising and her Social Security couldn't cover it.
I felt I was in danger of becoming homeless if I did not have additional income, so I started looking for part-time work. It's not like I had a whole lot of savings.
So at 72, she's working again, this time helping other seniors find jobs in Orlando's labor market. Jimmy Mertoon is an employment specialist for Goodwill. He sees lots of seniors and people with disabilities submitting their resumes because the benefits they receive aren't enough.
The bills are higher for them because of living.
Then there are people seeking full-time work as a path to financial stability. Shanita Burton is 30 years old. She started looking for a job in December after 10 years of doing hair on and off and dealing with inconsistent income. But she's waiting to find the right fit, position, and salary.
I want to find a job that I love. Something that I can go to, that I love them, they love me.
Meanwhile, Mirto Rosario will take any job she can find. The 61-year-old lost hers in November. She's getting about $800 in unemployment a month, but it's not enough to cover her expenses. But even with a strong job market, she's cautious about putting some things on her resume, like a salary history that might take her out of the running for a lower paid position.
I don't want to put any salary because I know if I put something, they're going to just go back off.
Even with the low unemployment rate, she says it can be tough for older workers like her to find a job. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.